Since 2001, biologists have counted the number of sockeye salmon escaping into McLeese Lake through the weir at Reese Bay. Usually, hundreds of fish have passed through the metal structure by this time, but not this year.
This is a little late. I mean, I would say, you know, throughout Alaska this year, I mean, it's been a cold spring, and so many of the other salmon runs in Alaska are late, or some are actually weaker than forecast.
Alaska Fish and Game area biologist Forrest Bowers says it's nothing to worry about quite yet. The weir is made of evenly spaced metal bars that block off the creek, forcing salmon to swim through a large metal cage where they can be counted. Bowers says the weir is necessary to get an accurate count of the fish.
If you only fly one or two aerial surveys a year, it's hard to get a good look at the fish because they're in deep water. And we were underestimating the escapement into McLeese Lake.
They used to think the escapement was about 8,000 to 10,000 fish. They now know it's about 10 times that. Benjamin Mann works at the weir. With a slow start, he's had time to kayak and hike around the area, exploring the World War II ruins that make building the weir possible.
This is an old military road, and they actually brought these rock in to get over to that. If you look, you can't really see it from here. There's a cable car that runs up the side of that mountain, and so this is not natural at all. It provides a really good place, actually, to build it because this would be too deep otherwise.
Rusted metal boxes from the war that sit in the water also help the fish swim upstream to spawn.
The fish will stack up behind them a lot of times, and I think they're doing that to, it gives them a resting place in the current after making this journey up this river.
Mann and his partner live in a small cabin at the weir and will count, measure, and sex fish until the end of July.